New Zealand's first refugee lawmaker charged with shoplifting at high-end boutiques. By Breitbart London on January 17, 2024. Wellington, AP, New Zealand's first refugee lawmaker was charged by police a day after resigning amid allegations she had shoplifted several times at local high-end boutiques. New Zealand police said Gulruz Gariman, a former member of New Zealand's Green Party, had been charged on Wednesday with two counts of shoplifting at a store in Auckland's trendy Ponsonby neighborhood. Today, a 43-year-old woman has been summoned to appear in the Auckland District Court on two charges of shoplifting, a police statement said. These charges relate to incidents at a Ponsonby retailer that allegedly occurred on 21 and December 23, 2023. Gariman, who was the Green Party's Justice and Foreign Affairs spokesperson, is expected to appear in the Auckland District Court on February 1. Gariman resigned on Tuesday without referring to the specific allegations, saying that stresses relating to my work led her to act in ways completely out of character. People should, rightly, expect the highest standards of behavior from their elected representatives. I fell short. I'm sorry, she wrote in a statement released on Tuesday. It's not a behavior I can explain because it's not rational in any way. And after medical evaluation, I understand I'm not well. The best thing for my mental health is to resign as a member of parliament and to focus on my recovery and to find other ways to work for positive change in the world. Local media had earlier accused Gariman of shoplifting two times at Scotty's Boutique in Auckland, and once at CRE8 Iveworks in Wellington in the weeks leading up to Christmas. On Tuesday, the New Zealand Herald published CCTV footage of the 42-year-old appearing to steal a handbag from the Auckland-based store. Gariman is an Iranian-born, Oxford-educated human rights lawyer who sought asylum in New Zealand after the Iran-Iraq War. She became first refugee elected to New Zealand's parliament in 2017. In recent months, Gariman was one of the country's most vocal advocates for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict. Green's co-leader James Shaw said he had a lot of empathy for Gariman, who was clearly in a state of extreme distress. She has taken responsibility and apologized. We support the decision, he said before detailing threats she encountered during her 6 years as a lawmaker. Gulruz herself has been subject to pretty much continuous threats of sexual violence, physical violence, death threats, since the day she was elected, he said. There have been police investigations into those threats almost the entire time. If you're living with that level of threat in what is already quite a stressful situation, there are going to be consequences.